This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In 2010, Pop Warner Football had just under 249,000 players in the United States, a record for the organization. But in a new report for ESPN's Outside the Lines, Mark Fainaru-Wada and his brother Steve Fainaru reveal that after years of steady growth, Pop Warner participation dropped more than 9% over the next two seasons. Mark Fainaru-Wada joins me now. Mark, that decline happened as concerns about concussions have become one of the top stories in football. Is there evidence to show that that is the primary factor behind the decline?
Well, Bill, there was no survey data done about why players dropped out or why their parents pulled them out. You know, there's two people associated with Pop Warner who are intimately involved in this issue, particularly the concussion issue, including the medical director of Pop Warner, Julian Bales, a former Pittsburgh Steelers neurosurgeon, who says flat out he just thinks this has to be the number one cause. And it seems that it would be naive to believe that that wasn't a major role in this decline.
Have you any sense of what else may have contributed to the dip?
It was suggested by others that there's, you know, increased specialization by young people. And so if they're a baseball player and a football player, that they're might encouraged to specialize in a sport. But that has been going on for a while, frankly. The down economy was cited also. Are there other leagues out there that players are moving to? Flag football, for example. There's, again, a number of theories, and yet no one has really asked the question of why did people move.
In 2012, Pop Warner Football altered some of its rules about practice to try to limit head injuries. Tell us a little bit about what they've done.
One thing they did was limit the amount of hitting time during practice. As well, they've eliminated what often became a popular but destructive way to hit, where you would have players lining up like 3 yards apart or less than that and really just going at each other. They're looking at even more sort of dramatic suggestions. One idea that Julian Bales, the medical director, has forwarded is the idea of taking players out of the three-point stance and having them standing up.
How much supervision is there as far as individual coaches in Pop Warner football? Because it seems to me there still could be, you know, guys who hold out for the old ways.
You know, there's a new program that the NFL is largely behind with USA Football, which is the governing body for the sport, called Heads Up. You know, you have to go through a process to be in Pop Warner, but at the same time, as we talk to people just anecdotally, you hear there's different people coaching in different ways. So I think there's an effort to sort of become more uniform around the way they teach tackling and hope that that perhaps can mitigate against some of the injuries we've talked about.
Dr. Robert Cantu is with Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy, and he's an advisor to the National Football League. He has said that kids under the age of 14 shouldn't play tackle football. Pop Warner players start as young as 5, of course, so that would be devastating to their program. Does Dr. Cantu's position have any momentum?
I think it remains to be seen. I think there's no question, if you look at some of the surveys that have been done recently around concerns by parents about the sport. HBO and Marist just did a survey about this. I just read a Robert Morris survey about this. There's huge concerns, obviously, among parents about this, and I think that's reflected, obviously, in the data here. Again, it's all anecdotal at this point, but it's been suggested that there are increases in the flag football leagues and that you might see players moving towards flag football a little more prior to tackle. The argument against that, though, is the you know, coaches will tell you, look, if players are going to play tackle football, they're going to need to learn how to hit. You know, some have suggested that waiting until high school is too late. And I think, again, we have to wait and see. And also, we have to wait and see where the research takes us on that.
Mark Fainaru-Wada and Steve Fainaru co-reported on the decline in participation in Pop Warner youth football for ESPN's Outside the Lines. And you can link to their story at onlyagame.org. Mark, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Would you let your child play Pop Warner football? Share your thoughts on Facebook.com/OnlyAGameRadio.